Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You wrote in your notes about the World Series. Does any of this make you think the Tigers shouldn't care about money for Skubal?
Yeah, because you see the monster contract that Toronto gave Vlad Jr., which was 14 years, $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Shohei Ohtani had his deal. Was it 10 years and $700 million, whatever it is? And there were some reports on Twitter last week or the week before that the Dodgers have already made up that money.
Yeah.
In its entirety, because, you know, Shohei is just such a phenomenon, that you start to think, okay, that's crazy money, but watching Vlad Jr. do what he's done in the postseason with 8 home runs, and I think he's got 15 RBI in the 16 games, he's like 27 for 65 in the playoffs, it's amazing. And obviously Ohtani being the dual threat that he is, he's incredible too, that these are the best players in the league. Tarek Skubal is one of the best players in the league. Should the Tigers give real consideration to say, okay, you know what? Screw it. This is the best player at his position in Major League Baseball. Why not give him an 8-year, $400 million contract?
You know, it's interesting because you and John Heyman did some reporting about what the Tigers' offer was, and he's gotten in on this, and it sounds like it's all Boris. It's probably information that's coming from Boris, and Boris is floating this stuff out there. And it the more I'm resigned to the fact that he's never re-signing here. Unless they go above and beyond. Like, I'm not even sure 8 years and $400 million gets it done. You know, when you cite seeing what Vlad Guerrero does in the postseason, it's the first time I've circled back and said, yeah, but he didn't even get to the seventh. And I haven't been in that camp. But when you cited that, I'm like, it'd be a lot easier if he went 9-inning complete and threw 125 pitches and they won the game.
Yeah, but that's not today's baseball.
It's not.
We've seen guys go complete games in the postseason, but they've thrown like 100 pitches to do it.
Mm-hmm. But don't let your pitch count get driven up. Says guy sitting in a chair who hasn't thrown a baseball
right.
Anywhere close to 99 miles an hour. But, you know, that's certainly one of their goals is to drive up the pitch count. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I think a lot can be made of that floated contract out there that the 4 years, $80 million extension that they were talking about going into last year.
Here's what my gut tells me. My gut tells me that Boris is giving reporters this information to make the Tigers look bad.
I agree with you 100%.
My gut tells me that there's no way in hell Boris is going to let him sign here.
Maybe not. But at some point you wonder if a deal is just too good to pass up on. And would 8 years and $400 million, would that be too good to pass up on?
No.
If you're Tarek Skubal.
I think he can pass on that.
And if he does, then you have to say, okay, enough, and then we'll either ride the season out with him, or we're going to trade him in the offseason.
You realize there's blank check people out there.
No, I know, and I'm curious how many blank check people there are, and this is why I'm watching the World Series, and you see two of the best players in the game have monster contracts, and you can understand, okay, is Guerrero worth it? Hard to say he's not, you know, with what he's done. Hard to say. Obviously, Otani's worth it. They've already recouped their money, according to some reports. But this reported offer, do I think that Boris leaked it? 100% I think Boris leaked it. And yes, I agree with you, to make the Tigers look bad. And in reality, you can have a discussion about what that contract really was, if it was, you know, 4 years, $80 million deal that would have gone into effect starting this past season.
So we got 2 years of more money up front than he was going to get. Yeah, it's still a low offer
but it's also a first offer, right? So, mm-hmm. He was getting paid you got paid $10 million in 2025. Arbitration is likely to get him $20 million for 2026. So that's $30 million. And they offered him $80 over four. So giving him another 2 years, you do the math on it and see what, it'd be whatever. Obviously, it works out to $20 million a season, but he would have gotten a raise over this first year and then probably back end on the contract. But it also would have given him a chance to get to free agency in a few years and maybe really explode. But right now, if you're Scott Boras, it appears that what he is doing is positioning, I think, and I agree with it. He's trying to make the Tigers look bad, and he wants his client to get to free agency. And if that means that the Tigers will have to trade him in the offseason, he knows that there are only a few suitors out there that have the players that can offer that up to the Tigers, and those are teams that are likely future clients of Scott Boras.
This isn't the way to operate, but I've been asking myself, what's the worst-case scenario in all of this? And the worst-case scenario is that you keep Skubal. He goes through this season. You don't win the World Series, you lose in a free agency.
Yes, that is the worst case scenario.
If you keep Skubal, if you decide that you can't get what you want from the trade market for Skubal, I feel like the only choice is to really go all in. Like, this is different than the Lions, who I feel like have a clock ticking down.
Mm-hmm.
If the Tigers can't trade Skubal at the winter meetings or whatever, I hope that they get, I think it's incumbent to be very active in free agency.
So I would agree with you. So to do something like, say, sign Dylan Cease or a pitcher like Framber Valdez or whatever, one of the top free agent pitchers out there, sign one of those guys and then go out and go give Schwarber a contract?
Something.
Get them both.
Something.
Because you're not going to have to pay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Pay Skubal $40 million because you're going to ride the season out, try to win a World Series this year, lose Skubal at the end of next season, but you've prepped that by signing his future replacement, one of these other pitchers, and then you've got a big bat in the lineup too. I mean, I can buy into that. But will the Tigers? We'll see what the Tigers do. We don't know what the Tigers would do. We don't know if the Tigers are going to throw a serious offer at Tarek Skubal. We don't know for sure that Tarek Skubal will reject any offer. Like I said, sometimes an offer comes and you're like, wow, that is way more than I expected. Yeah. Okay. And if the Tigers put a time limit on it and say, we got to know by the end of the week.
Do
I agree with you that it's not likely to happen? That Scott Boras would advise him otherwise? Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
I think the last Skubal will pitch here for this coming season at most, and that's it. Because no matter what the Tigers offer, he will always run back to Boston, LA, New York. And look, he's just doing his job as an agent. He's got a reputation, and he does well for his clients financially. Gotta hate this side of the sport. But.
Yeah, it's the business side, and it's like any other business where you can have an agent negotiate on your behalf. You're asking that agent to get the best for you.
Sure.
Now, you can set your own parameters. You know, he could say, look, the offer is you can get $53 million a season from some other team or you can get $48 million a year from the Tigers.
Yep.
Does he want to stay here or not? Or does he want the money? If he wants the money, then there he goes.
Tim in Livonia. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
On Skubal, I agree with you completely that I think this all this information on the contract comes from Boras. And whether it's true or not, who knows? They made him essentially a short-term offer to stay a couple of more years. But I don't think Boras is trying to make the Tigers look bad. I really don't think this has anything to do with the Tigers. Boras is trying to make his client look good, Skubal, for not turning down a market-setting offer, for turning down what he calls a low-ball or non-competitive offer. And he's playing to the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, and whoever else with the big, deep pocketbooks. He is historically does not allow his players to talk about new contracts until he has the big fish on the line, and the big fish are the Yankees and the Mets. There's no point in him talking to the Tigers right now, and it really has nothing to do with the Tigers. If he was a Miami Marlin or a Colorado Rocky or a Seattle Mariner, it would be the same exact approach. The Tigers.
Well, it's not specific. And what you're saying, actually, I think we're saying the same thing. You're saying it's not specific to the Tigers. You're saying it's specific to the Tigers' class of teams. If you're not the Yankees, the Red Sox, Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers, whatever it is, if you're not in that top tier, he's going to treat you the same. So maybe it's not specific to the Tigers, but I think we're pretty much saying the same thing. We talk some NFL next. 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.